Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson. The voice of God in today's New Testament reading from Colossians 2, 16 through 3, 1, reading from the New Century Version. Don't follow people's rules. So do not let anyone make rules for you about eating and drinking or about a religious feast, a new moon festival, or a Sabbath day. These things were like a shadow of what was to come. What is true and real has come and is found in Christ. Do not let anyone disqualify you by making you humiliate yourself and worship angels. Some people enter into visions which fill them with foolish pride because of their human way of thinking. They do not hold tightly to Christ, the head. It is from him that all parts of the body are cared for and held together, so it grows in the way God wants it to grow. Since you died with Christ and were made free from the ruling spirits of the world, why do you act as if you still belong to this world by following rules like these? Don't handle this. Don't taste that. Don't eat such thing. Don't even touch such a thing. These rules refer to earthly things that are gone as soon as they are used. They are only human commands and teachings. They seem to be wise, but they are only a part of a human religion. They make people pretend not to be proud, and they make them punish their bodies. But they do not really control the evil desires of the sinful world. Your new life in Christ. Since you were raised from the dead with Christ, aim at what is in heaven, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing thevoiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review The Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Your mind is under attack. So says author Sarah Geringer in her book, Transforming Your Thought Life, today's recommended resource. Thousands of thoughts fly through our minds every day, many of them negative, and Satan knows how susceptible we are to these negative thoughts that leave us frustrated and feeling defeated. However, the time-honored practice of Christian meditation can help us find victory in these spiritual battles. The book Transforming Your Thought Life offers guided meditations and personal examples that will help you train your mind to stay grounded in God's Word. Each chapter examines a particular kind of negative thought and provides key Bible verses and prayers for standing strong against it. Day by day, as you hide God's Word in your heart and mind, you will move closer to the heart and mind of God. Transforming Your Thought Life by Sarah Geringer. Available at sarahgeringer.com. That's sarahgeringer.com. And on Amazon. Links in the show notes at Voice of God Daily. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, we offer our thanksgiving and our petitions on behalf of the church and of the world. Hear our prayers, God of power. and through the ministry of your Son, Jesus, free us from the grip of the tomb, that we may desire you as the fullness of life and proclaim your saving deeds to all the world. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.